Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Acts chapter 3 and then verse 20-21.
And he shall send Jesus,
who was preached to you before,
whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things.
Please underline the times of restoration
of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. The Bible says clearly that before Jesus Christ comes again, there is coming times of restoration. And the things God is going to restore are things which prophets have spoken about humanity since the world began. This is a very big deal. Because the Bible says that God is going to do it from the time the world began. Only God can do a work like this. If human beings, we want to restore, we can look at 10 years, 20 years and do something. But God is going way back. So we are going to see some wild things before Jesus comes.
Hallelujah.
Things which have been absent for a long time in the human journey. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, there are two categories of what the prophet spoke. The first category are things that prophets spoke against us that made us lose what we had. Today we want to look at the second category, that is things that the prophets predicted in our favor, which we do not have right now, but which God is going to do for us.
Hallelujah.
So the things which the prophet spoke about, they are not just for individuals, but they are also for people groups. I'm excited to learn and to understand that Jesus Christ ministered to dark-skinned people. Because dark-skinned people are, generally speaking, unique on the face of it. Of the seven continents of the world, only one continent is the original home of all dark-skinned people. So dark-skinned people are the minority in the world. If you look at the family of men, there are more light-skinned human beings than dark-skinned human beings. If you travel, you will see that everywhere you go, you are the minority. It makes us very unique as a people.
Hallelujah.
Now, because we are unique on the face of it, our problems are also unique. Why not? Because sometimes you look at the other continents of the world, you look at other people, and you see that this problem that we have here, they don't have it. It is just because we are unique on the face of it. We are all human beings, but if you look with your eyeballs, literally, you will see some difference just on the face of it. Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Let me give you an example of how unique we are. You know that in the beginning of man's life on this earth, because of Adam's sin, all human beings, black or white or whoever, everybody got lost in the sight of God. That is for every human being. But if you look at the time of Noah in Genesis chapter 9, you understand that only dark-skinned people got lost in the family of human beings when God destroyed all mankind, so to speak. And then out of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, he populated the earth again. You understand that in the second father, who is called Noah, dark-skinned people got lost because Noah, of his three children, recognized Shem, recognized Japheth, but did not recognize Ham, or the father of all dark-skinned people.
Now, Emra, when you come say we are saying, "Why you Noah?" And then I say, "For what? Nema miensa." Now, the other woman is saying, "Nema miensa muno." Ah, but could the Ham manu deke? But kaso yebi before aseno. Ya kenka when yami asema tiye tumi huna say ebi before ya yira yansu ya chafa. I will Noah asifu.
So look at what is happening.
And it will be easier.
In Adam, all mankind got lost, but in Noah, only dark-skinned people got lost.
Now, what Adam has seen, and depending on how we chapa, now Noah said there, and before Penny actually chapa.
Only Ham was ignored, he was neglected, he was marginalized, he was not recognized, he was set aside, he was totally ignored by the second father. Allow me, if we put Adam as the first father, Noah as the second father, we got lost. We have been lost twice.
Hey, mercy. Now, what's this? I want to share Noah's here. Hey, Ham, ni papa hun poso wo ho. Enya de obu ni bi poso wo ho. Ene ti emra wo Adam ase no, enipa nyina ashire wo mo. Chafa no no ase no. Abi before ya san shire ya chafa ti ya de ende ya mienu.
But you see, because we got lost twice, we have a very special place in the heart of God.
Hallelujah. Ne san se, ya shire ya chafa premie no ti. Onyankopon so e wo kwan bi a no so de esie na komem.
In his bid to restore all of mankind.
Na emra wo nyame shire mo pese wo de nipa si na nanu biom.
God has in mind dark-skinned people. That I have to minister to these people who have been lost twice in the human journey. Don't start to pity yourself if you're a dark-skinned person listening to me. Because Psalm 27 verse 10 says that when my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
Hallelujah.
There is a reason why a father will forsake a son. It is normally because of an offense. And there is a reason why God will move out of himself to go and take over an offended people, so to speak. The reason is grace. This psalm was spoken by the prophet called David. David himself had experienced what he was speaking about. Because he had been forsaken by his own father. Out of seven sons that he had, he took this little boy called David and put him in the wilderness, never to be recognized. When Samuel came upon the scene to anoint a king from the family of Jesse, Jesse brought all his sons, minus David, until Samuel said, "Are these all your children?" And then Jesse remembered, "Oh, there is one, but he is in the wilderness. He is in the forest." And Samuel said, "By the grace of God, we will not sit down until you go and call the son to come. Because when your father forsake you, God will have you in mind."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you should have the brother, what you're saying, can't we?
I want to say to all dark-skinned people, you may have been forsaken by people in the family of humans, but God is restoring us.
Hallelujah.
God is going into the forest of Africa.
Hallelujah.
And he's going to pick people who are only following after animals. And he's going to lift them up and make them rulers and kings over all your brothers. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it for your children. Receive it for your grandchildren. There is a better life for us. God has us in mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Look at the book of Isaiah chapter 19. Isaiah 19, 19. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt. And a pillar to the Lord at its border, the border of Egypt. Egypt is talking about dark-skinned people. And the altar in Africa and the pillar that is in Africa that the prophet prophesied and said, in that day there is going to be an altar, there is going to be a pillar to God, not to idols, not to idols, but to God in Egypt, and it shall be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they, dark skinned people, will cry to the Lord because of the oppressors. You see, if you are the minority in the world, that's how the system works. The majority will want to step over the minority and ignore the minority and shut the voice of the minority and maltreat the minority. After all, what percentage are we among humans on earth? Only one light-skinned country is even more than the whole of Africa. So God says that we are going to cry because dark-skinned people will be under oppression. Why not? Because that's how the human system is like. The minority everywhere, they are suppressed. But God has a plan for the minority. The Bible says after they cry because of the oppressors, hey, woo, he will send them a savior. Underline savior. And a mighty one. Underline mighty one. And he will deliver them. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I know some of you scholars will tell me that this scripture was fulfilled in Alexander the Great. He was the mighty one. He was the savior. And other people who through history have come in as it were. But Jesus is the antitype over here. Yes, whether it has been fulfilled through Alexander the Great or whoever historically you think it has been fulfilled, they were just a shadow people, as if they are fulfilling it. That is the meaning of that antitype. It is actually pointing to Jesus, who is going to be the proper savior of all dark-skinned people. Why did Jesus come? Yes, he came to save us from our sins. Because in Adam, the first father, all mankind was lost. Now look at the scripture. A prophet prophesied that Egypt is going to cry out to God because of oppression. And God will send them Jesus. Not just to save them from their sins, but to save them from being ignored and neglected, from being part of them being cursed. He came because of us. I know you have not heard it like this before. I know you only hear that Jesus came to seek and to save sinners. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there is a scripture that prophets prophesied about. I came to say to all minorities and all dark-skinned people of the world that God had you in mind when his son was coming through the virgin. Not only to take away our sins, But he wants to love us. He wants a minority to feel his warm embrace. He wants us to understand that he cares for us, he loves us, and he's not only interested in the salvation of our spirits, he is also interested in freeing us from the oppressor.
Hallelujah.
Because oppression is a terrible thing. I'm telling you, oppression is something that consumes your mind. The rich and the mighty deliberately put obstacles in the way of another person to prevent that person from becoming all that God wants him to be. It's a game.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Maybe you may think, as an African, that maybe things are just happening. No, they are not just happening. Maybe you are even listening to me and you are saying, oh, Pastor, it doesn't matter. After all, we get food to eat. There is a better life for you. That is what I came to tell you. Not just that we should believe in Jesus as the Savior of the world, but Jesus as the mighty one, who number one saved you from sin, and as a mighty one correct all of the legacies and the fallout of the oppression. I came to say to all dark skin people, I brought you a message of hope. I made you to understand that Jesus came because of you to save you from your sin and to take you out of poverty and famine and hunger. No matter your problem, if you are listening to me, God cares about that. He's not just saying that be born again, that's all. He says, I'm going to save you, but I'm going to be a mighty one also to you and fight against all the systems and all the things that fought against you. Because if I don't do it, it takes a mighty person to do that. Hallelujah. I speak liberation to all of us in the name of Jesus. Because sometimes when you put a rope around a sheep and you tie it to a corner, after some years, when you untie it, the goat will still be there. You can put it to the goat, but it will still be there. Because the rope that was tied around the neck, it didn't just go around the neck, it went around the mind also. That is why I need to make you understand the love of God towards all dark skinned people who are unique on the face of it. There is a salvation for you. That is why when Jesus Christ came in the book of Luke chapter 4, he was declaring his mission, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, preach the gospel to the poor, and all that. After he has said that, everybody said, oh, what gracious words. But afterwards, Jesus changed the whole thing, and he was trying to tell them his specific mission. Students said to the Jewish people, he told them that many widows were in Israel among you, during the time of Elijah. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, except to the region of Sidon, which is the firstborn of Canaan, which belongs to black people. Says during a time of famine. I said it was during a time of famine. Jesus was, in other words, saying, you see, those people that Noah cursed, that part of dark skinned people, Canaan. His firstborn is called Sidon. The woman, the widow of Zarephath, was in the region of Sidon. Jesus was, in other words, saying that just as Elijah was sent to Sidon, so me too, I am sent to dark skinned people.
Now I know Christ, hallelujah. Christ said there was some Elijah called a man chronosome.
To do what? To do what? What did Elijah go to do? In the land of dark skinned people. It was to prevent hunger from killing them.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, just as Elijah did that, I have also been sent. Because some people have lifted up their voice and they are crying, and God has heard it and he has sent them a savior and a mighty one. Hallelujah. So the first time he went outside the borders of Israel was to go to the region of Tyre and Sidon. He went there and there was a woman of Canaan, a black woman, who wanted Jesus to heal the daughter or the future.
Now share. Said Elijah called Bibi Man Christo so. I want to put some more than Quaje, any of what in the Bayan, and now of Jerusalem, Kano, or could be mine to side on the tide. I also, Mamma Bia, I yaka say, you come and now, and share, I want what was what that say. Some are men upon it, say, yes, some ever buy your ear.
Says, my daughter is grievously vexed with a demon. Long story short, if Jesus understood that she was a Gentile, a dog or a servant, cursed to servitude. But the woman cried out to Jesus. The apostles were saying that, send her away, send her away. And the woman was still crying out, do something about my daughter, about the future, who is going to carry the seed, who is going to carry, do something.
Yes. Now, mommy, no. As you are from the same, mommy, yeah, you come on to me, come on, baby. Now, so mommy, say, me come on to me, say, me touch, and I make come on some rock, so dear, dear, my friend, yes.
Mothers of Africa, cry out to the miracle working God.
And I know my young baby, my mama, yes, so when you know, young mama, dear, never say.
Let's cry out to our children. Let us not be prevented. Your future must be good. The life of begging is over. The life of living on the fringes of life is over. My children will not experience it. My grandchildren will not experience it. There is a better dark-skinned person, imagine.
I receive it.
So Jesus took the bread of the children, which was rulership diet, and fed it to the servant, to the dog, and the Bible says the daughter was healed.
Hallelujah. Na yesu fa aduane na ayesu nko na eya ahifo aduane no na wode mama me aka ye ka kire ma wa ye kraman wode se aduane ma wa kraman na mama ne ba ne ya resent ne dach no ebe ye ye.
Healing is coming to us from Alexandria to Cape Town.
We receive it. When you make ya resent efi Alexandria ba Cape Town.
In the African diaspora, healing is coming to our children. Hallelujah. Let's finish it. In Isaiah chapter number 19. As a result of the mighty one who is going to save us. Look at verse 21. Then the Lord will be known to Egypt. We are going to know, Africa will know God as the Savior. Africa shall be saved and born again. And the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day. Asking people, we will know the Lord. And will make sacrifice and offerings. Yes, they will make a vow to the Lord and perform it. In other words, they will have commitment to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Let's jump, because of time, to verse 24. In that day, Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria. Salvation has come to us now. Salvation has come to us through Jesus. He says, in that day, Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria. A blessing in the middle of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hand, and Israel, my inheritance. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm ending. Listen. God says that after we have known him and he has worked on our oppression and freed us from famine, as Elijah did to the widow of Zarephath. He is going to speak a blessing over the earth. And he says that of the blessing he is going to speak,
Israel,
the firstborn of God, will be tagged after Egypt and Assyria. Egypt is talking about dark skinned people. Israel will be three. Assyria will be two. As far as blessings are concerned, Egypt will be first. Hallelujah. Because God has us in mind. He has the minority in mind. He has the oppressed in mind. He has the downtrodden and the forsaken by people because of offenses. He has it in mind because of grace. So we are not a curse. Under Jesus, we are a blessing. We need to know we are a blessing. Don't look across the world and look at some other people and say that, hey, what happened to us, Africa? Don't say that. When you look at all the skyscrapers, you go to Dubai and you go to New York and you go to Singapore and you go to all of the wonderful places and you see all of those things, be strong in the Lord to see that, to say that I am blessed. You have to know, Africans, that the Lord of hosts himself has blessed us.
Hallelujah.
Whom the Lord of hosts shall bless. The commonest title of God in the Bible is the Lord of hosts. It's talking about the Lord of people groups. No matter how you are feeling right now, no matter how your pocket is dry right now, say to yourself, I'm blessed. When you meet other people in training institutions and they are brandishing all of their things and all that, you may not have got with any better mobile phone, but just say to yourself, I am blessed.
Hey.
How can you say that? Because you are learning today that Jesus came because of you.
Hallelujah.
To take you from famine. After he spoke about Elijah, then he talked about Naaman the Syrian. That's talking about the Assyrians. And the problem of Naaman was not hunger, it was healing for his body. Jesus was saying, I came to take away sins, but I came to take away famine and hunger, and I came to heal your body, signified by Naaman and signified by the widow of Zarephath. You may have little, but your son and yourself, you will eat and you will have enough.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As I end, please understand. Because of Jesus. Not because of any confidence in ourselves. Not because we are good people in times past, so to speak. Because of grace. I said because of grace. Because God heard our cry for the healing of our future. Hallelujah. He came to bring us restoration. But we can lift up our heads. It is only during the times of the Gentiles that Israel will be dead. The way the eyes of God is upon Israel. If a prophecy by a prophet in time past said they are dead, it means it wasn't their time. If we were first in the middle of the land, I came to tell the oppressed people of Africa and the African diaspora, let us leave the fringes, walking on the fringes. We are a blessing in the middle. Boldly believe that you are blessed. And stand in the middle of the earth. There you see that from the middle position, you are the first. Because oppressed people, you can oppress a servant in such a way that he doesn't have any confidence to believe God for any big amount. They just live on the fringes. If they can drive one car and they can eat 3 square meals, they think that is life. That is not life. We have a more sure, hallelujah. We have a more sure word of prophecy. What I've shared with you, they are words that you take heed unto, as unto a light that shines in a dark place. You see, when there is darkness all over the place, and there is only one speck of light, that is a prophetic word. The Bible says that it is a more sure way. No matter the darkness around Africa, around your circumstances, take heed to this prophetic word. Isaiah didn't just prophesy the virgin birth. He prophesied salvation for Africa. Because the Lord will take you up.
It's hallelujah.
Let us lift up our faith. Take heed to it. Until something blasts in your heart. And Jesus arises in your heart. Because he will visit your inside before he visits your outside.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.